I guess the first thing I would like to ask you is, being, there are a lot of Irish people, Irish descent in this part of the country. We live in a state called Wyoming. Is pride in Ireland something that all the Irish kind of feel? Is it a fairly common thing?
Well, I think we all feel proud of the Irish, certainly, but the, it's felt at home that the pride becomes more intense when Irish people go abroad. The way St. Patrick's Day is celebrated in America,
yes,
sometimes puts our celebrations in the shade.
Really? So it's, in a way, a bigger celebration here in the States?
Almost.
Really?
It's a national holiday here, of course, and we have parades, etc. But it's, for most people, a rest day, you know, to take a rest, and people wear shamrock that day, all right.
Is it something that you look forward to a great deal each year?
Well, it is. We reckon it to be the turning point from the winter, you know, holidays after Christmas. And we reckon once we have arrived at St. Patrick's Day, we've put the winter well and truly behind us.
So that it's kind of the coming of spring and summer for you.
Yes. For instance, I know the farmers expect things, you know, to start appearing after the 17th,
yes,
after the 17th of March. And, you know, they reckon I'm getting into their summer program from the 17th of March, you know?
How do you come to be, sir, the Right Honourable Lord Mayor of Dublin?
Well, it's a long story. It goes back, the office, well, there is civic government in Dublin.
Yes.
The year 872.
Mm-hmm.
And we had different types of titles until the 1100s, when we had a provost in Dublin. And then they decided that there should be mayors. And in 1199, Mayor Winchester was appointed, and then London in 1210. And in Dublin was the third mayor appointed, and that was in 1225.
So there's a long history of civic government in Dublin.
Yeah. Well, it goes to 1972, but in 1225 the mayor of Dublin was appointed, and he was made Lord Mayor in 1641. And the Right Honourable title was given to him some years after that. So the Lord Mayor of Dublin is one of the few Lord Mayors that has that Right Honourable prefix.
How long have you been Lord Mayor, Mr. Mitchell?
I'm just Lord Mayor now 8 months.
8 months, so you're fairly new then. Is an election, is that the process?
And the process is, there is council elections, what we call council elections, every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so we had elections in 1974, and the council majority then chooses a Lord Mayor from among its number.
Yes.
And by law they're required to renew that each year, but the term of office is only for 1 year.
I see.
But it's renewable, and you know, we've had a Lord Mayor who held office for 19 years. And,
oh, really?
10 years. But, you know, and most have held it for two to three or four years. See?
Do you aspire to be Lord Mayor for a longer period of time?
I'll be finishing on July 4th, which is a big day in America, too.
Yes, it certainly is.
Finish office, and I'm not seeking re-election.
You are not seeking re-election.
No.
I noticed on the letterhead from your office, sir, it has Mansion House, Dublin 2, and your telephone number on the left side. And then on the right side at the top, that is in your Irish script. Could you say Mansion House for me?
In Irish, it's Chock an Odd Veer. It means, literally, House of the Lord Mayor.
We're kind of above Texas.
Yes.
So I tell you, I'm going to offer you an invitation, Lord Mayor. If you ever want to come to Wyoming, we will spread out the Irish carpet for you.
Well, could I in return invite all of your people in Wyoming to come to Dublin?
I would.
Where I live in the Mansion House. That's the official Lord Mayor's residence.
Yes.
Which is in Dawson Street. And just tell them to come and ring the bell and ask for me, and we'll maybe have a cup of Irish whiskey or something for them.
Consul General Brendan Moran, what is it like to celebrate St. Patrick's Day
away from your home country?
Well, of course, when we live in America, in the United States, and in California particularly, which is where I'm based, it's almost like celebrating it at home because there are so many Irish people here in the United States, and they celebrate it in much the same manner as we celebrate it at home, with parades, with music, with dancing, and with a few drops of the hard stuff.